Welcome to episode 35 of Life with Mitty, and we're continuing our series of episodes on road trips. This episode will focus on charging during a road trip. Let's talk about starting off. If your first charging stop is a supercharger, I'd leave when your car predicts that you'll have 20% remaining at that stop. But why do that? It's a strategy that I've come up with. I call it the 20% strategy. We'll talk a little bit more about the how and the why as we go through this episode. But it's an easy thing to do when your car, no matter if it's long range, mid-range, standard range plus, it doesn't matter. If your first charging stop is a supercharger, leave when your car predicts 20% remaining at that stop. If your first charging stop isn't a supercharger, that's easy. Charge to 100%, no matter the model of Model 3 that you have. Now let's talk about between superchargers. If you encounter rainy weather, you can expect up to a 20% range reduction. When you run into rainy weather, it's a good idea to slow down a little bit to kind of compensate for that. If you see a yellow warning message above your driving directions, this happens when your car predicts that you'll have less than 5% remaining in the battery at your next stop. You want to pay attention to this. I actually read a blog article about someone who had totally ignored these warnings and ended up on the side of the road. Let's not make that you. So when you see that warning message, it'll say something like this: stay below 75 miles per hour to reach destination. If that's the case, you would adjust your speed 5 miles below that amount. So 70 miles an hour in this example. Also, I would take advantage of the energy app. It is the third from the left icon at the bottom of the screen. Touch that and then select energy. Then select trip at the top of the window. This will show you the projected percent battery at your next stop. Now, Mitty didn't have this app when I got the yellow message while driving to Yellowstone. I had to look at the navigation and see that at my next stop, I was no longer showing dashes. I was showing 5%, then 6%, and by the time I got there, 8%. If you use that energy app, it gives you real-time feedback to show you that the situation's getting better or worse. If it's getting worse, continue to slow down because the car is giving you enough warning so that you can make that adjustment. Now let's talk about charging at a supercharger. Well, which stall do we charge at? Look for two that are open with the same number. Every supercharger has a number and a letter in a circle at the bottom of the stall. Look for two that have the same number. Example, 2A, 2B. If you find both of those open, pick either one. Understand that version 2 superchargers share circuit power. That circuit is the number. Version 3 does not have this limitation. You can choose any stall you want. Now, why would you want to follow this rule? Two things. First of all, it's the neighborly thing to do, because when you plug in on the same circuit with someone that's already there, you are going to half their charge rate, and you'll half yours as well. Finding two that have the same number open is the right thing to do for you and for the other people that are already charging. Of course, if there are no two chargers open for the same circuit, pick whichever one is open. But keep in mind, I'd be looking for the one where the car that's on the same circuit is not occupied. Usually, I've found that these cars are either just finishing supercharging or aren't charging at all. They're just left as somebody has gone to get something to eat or has taken too long to come back. Chances are you'll get all of that circuit even though their car is plugged in. And of course, you avoid the evil stares when somebody looks at you as if to say, "Oh, great, you picked mine." Let's talk about when to leave the supercharger. Again, I follow what I call the 20% strategy. Why follow the 20% strategy? Your car will charge quicker when the state of charge is lower. Having 20% or less when you arrive at that supercharger means you will get every bit of that 150 kilowatt hour speed. That will make a real difference. You'll be charging faster and getting on the road sooner. It's going to shorten your trip time. And it also is much more efficient while charging. This covers detours, bad weather conditions. Remember we talked about rain? Or maybe you got a lead foot today and you want to drive a little faster. How do you do the 20% strategy? Well, it's just like we talked about at the beginning when we started off. Charge until the car indicates that your next stop, you'll have 20% remaining at the next stop. It's as simple as that. What sometimes you'll find is that the car will actually tell you to leave before that happens. It's not a bad thing, yet I find that I like to have that little bit extra. It has taken care of range anxiety for me, and it works again and again and again, no matter what road trip I take or the route that I have to follow. One caveat, though. If you do have to charge up to 100% to get to that 20, you can probably leave with 15 and just make sure that you're not going to drive too quickly. Let's talk about etiquette. Obviously, the version 2 pairing is a big thing. If you come to a supercharger and there are a bunch of stalls open and you got one person charging there, and you pull in next to them and use the same circuit, that's rude. You got all those other spots, and you can have your own circuit. Why wouldn't you do that? Again, version 2, that's the limitation. Version 3 does not have that limitation. So if you go to Las Vegas and you go to the version 3 supercharger, just pick any of them that are open. You have full power, and you will not rob power from anyone else. What about those stalls where the supercharger is to the side and not at the back, that you have to back into it? That is for Model X owners who are towing a trailer. That's actually why that's there. I know I've seen people pull in and they can just drive straight in and charge. If you don't have a Model X with a trailer waiting, then that's fine. Go ahead and use it. Yet, keep that in mind. Be watching. I wouldn't leave my car there and walk away, because as soon as Model X with a trailer comes in, no matter about the other stalls being open, they can't use them because they can't reach them. Trash. Yours truly has adopted a supercharger. Did you know you can do that? You go on Twitter, go to @AdoptASupercharger, and you too can do what I'm doing at the St. Charles, Missouri Supercharger off of Zumbel Road. I go there on occasion, and I clean up trash. You would not believe some of the things that people leave behind. It's really sad. I don't mind doing it, and I feel it's a nice service I provide. Yet, let's try to keep our trash with us. Just have a small trash bag with you. That's all it takes. And then you can take your trash with you instead of littering the supercharger. Some places have trash receptacles. Bowling Green, Kentucky. If you go to that supercharger, the supermarket there provides a receptacle. It's actually off of the light pole, and they change it regularly. Please use those whenever they're provided. Let's be good neighbors. Finally, squeegees. You ever been to the Busy Bee in Live Oaks, Florida? Yeah. Hashtag Mitty goes to spring training. We stopped there at that supercharger. Not only did they have a trash container, they had a squeegee, and it had water in it. It was amazing. I wish we had more locations like that. Always show some appreciation. Maybe go in and at least let them know how much you appreciate what they've done. And buy a soda, buy a coffee, something. Show them your appreciation. Now let's talk a little bit about charging at a destination charger. Usually you want this to be the last stop per day when possible. Now remember what we discussed in the previous episode about etiquette. It's free, but it's provided as a courtesy, normally to patrons. Now, of course, you go to Jasper, Indiana, between the Hampton Inn and the Schnitzelbank restaurant. Yeah, don't forget the fried chicken. It's really good. Those are public. You can charge there anytime you want. But that's not always the case. So if you're going to go to a location, you're going to your destination, and you really don't want to stay at that hotel where the destination charger is, for whatever reason, at least go in there and ask if you can use it. And then remark how you're going to share that experience with other EV owners. Because normally they don't just have Tesla destination chargers, but they may also have J1772s. So just keep that in mind. One of the things that I've done when I was going down to Florida and I stopped in McDonough, Georgia, I called ahead to reserve a charger. I was less than an hour away. You don't want to do it when you're hours away from there or at the beginning of the day. That's super rude. I mean, that's worse than being iced. So then ask that they would mark the spot with your name, either a traffic cone or at least a sign on the charger. Some hotels purposely will place their charging spots well away from closer parking. In those cases, they'll decline marking one for you, and they'll just say it's first come, first serve. A couple of things that'll get you to your destination faster. Number one, maintain a constant speed. Take advantage of autopilot. Don't be always hitting the go pedal to try to get by somebody. Go at a constant speed. Also, stay away from charging between 80 to 100% when possible. Remembering the 20% strategy, sometimes you will charge to 85 or 90%. But it gets really slow above 90. And also keep in mind that charging between 80 to 100% usually takes as long as charging 0 to 80. So unless you really need that additional extra range, I wouldn't be charging to 100%. So that's it for this episode of Life with Mitty. Our next episode, we'll talk about alternative routes. What to do when you can't charge at your final destination for your road trip? And how do you handle round trips when the supercharger you just left is the closest one for you coming back? Thanks for listening, and always remember, empower others. You'll never live life on empty. Talk to you next time.